The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration added to the NFL's PR woes. Last weekend, agents surprised the medical staffs of five teams with inspections related to the handling and use of prescription drugs. ESPN's John Barr has been writing about prescription painkiller abuse in the NFL for Outside the Lines for the past few years. John, can other teams expect the federal government to come calling soon?
That's a good question. We don't know whether the Drug Enforcement Administration is planning any more of these, you know, quote-unquote surprise inspections. Clearly, they delivered a message on Sunday to teams that go on the road, where teams have gotten into a little bit of a pickle in recent years, is some doctors have taken drugs on the road, and that's against the law. You just can't transport controlled substances across state lines, and you can't hand out medication in areas where you're not registered with the DEA to do so.
I don't want to overstate the significance of these inspections. They seem to be mostly a matter of paperwork. Do these types of technicalities really get to the heart of the problem of prescription drug abuse in the NFL?
Well, probably not, and simply because as teams have gotten better about following the law and as doctors have played by the book, so to speak, players are going elsewhere. NFL linemen in particular rely on prescription pain medication to get through the week. They live with pain, and many of these former players, as has been reported extensively, live with chronic pain, and those are the types of individuals who unfortunately become susceptible to addiction.
The DEA was responding to a federal lawsuit filed by 10 named plaintiffs, including three members of the 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl team. What do those players allege?
Well, they allege that they were given medications during their playing days and that the team medical staff failed to adequately disclose to them the dangers and the risks of taking the medication. You know, Keith Van Horn, one of those members of the celebrated 85 Chicago Bears Super Bowl team that you mentioned, you know, he alleged that he played with a broken leg for an entire year and was fed a steady diet of pain medication to get through the year. And, you know, now fast forward all these years later, a lot of these individuals are left with debilitating injuries, lingering pain, and some of them, unfortunately, fall into the spiral of addiction.
The NFL has filed a motion for dismissal of that lawsuit, but assuming the case is allowed to go forward, are we likely to see thousands more former players suing their former employers?
Well, there are more than 1,300 at the current count. And my understanding from speaking with the attorney who's dutifully watching that Excel spreadsheet to see if more names are added, a gentleman by the name of Phil Closius in Baltimore, if the suit isn't tossed out, it likely won't be until the spring that the court determines whether this case will be certified as a class action. So as it stands today, more than 1,300 players, former players, have indicated they're ready to sign on, and I would have to believe there will be more.
John Barr is an ESPN investigative reporter. John, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.